Good morning. A weak disturbance pivoting through south and now eastern New England is on its way out. It brought a few rain showers to the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England during the overnight hours. It also allowed the wind to relax, but kept temperatures in the 40s overnight across most of the region. Now, behind this system, early this morning, we have lots of clouds to start off, and the wind is picking back up from the northwest and west, and it will be another blustery day today. Clouds are starting to break up, and we'll manage to get some sunshine in and out through the morning and into the afternoon, and this will allow temperatures behind this disturbance to climb back into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average, although with that northwest wind flow, it will feel cooler during the day, especially when the sun ducks behind some cloud cover. Overnight tonight, some clouds will spill in from the north with some upper-level energy pivoting through. The result will be partly to mostly cloudy skies. There is the risk of a few rain or snow showers across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains as temperatures dip back into the mid-30s. And this will leave us with mostly cloudy skies, another blustery and cold day tomorrow with highs staying in the upper 40s. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes will bring us back to more sunshine on Wednesday, although it will remain on the chilly side, starting below freezing in many locations and only managing to get back into the middle 40s. A storm system's on the way for the latter portion of the week. On Thursday, we'll see precipitation enter the region early in the morning, and with temperatures close to freezing at the onset, we could see some sleet or some wet snow. We'll watch that as the week progresses. Either way, it looks like most of the rest of the day, most of the region will see just a cold rain with temperatures holding in the lower to mid-40s. Leftover showers behind this system on Friday and Saturday as temperatures bounce back into the lower 50s for Friday and the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of Pacific weather systems will bring several rounds of precipitation and wind to the western United States this week. Several inches of rain could fall in portions of Washington, Oregon, and California, especially in the coastal ranges and foothills. Storm warnings and gale warnings are in effect for the offshore waters, and high wind watches and warnings and wind advisories are out for parts of Oregon and California. Winds at times could gust as high as 70 miles per hour. Meanwhile, snow is in the forecast in the mountains. The same storm will produce hurricane-force wind gusts for the Bering Sea and the Aleutian Islands of Alaska today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 21 degrees, with a west wind at 74 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees, the dew point 39, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Needles, California and Glendale, Arizona, to a low of 15 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, increasing sunshine in New York City, windy though, with highs around 60. Boston increasing sun and windy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds, still breezy, with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature 50, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.91 inches now, though, for the month, which is still 86 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 27.54 inches for the year, which is 4.68 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 15 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 207, which is 118 below normal, and 274 for the season, which is 218 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 74, set in 1973. And the record low, 16, in 1969. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:58 p.m. 10 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and seasonably cold upper 40s. More sunshine, but still chilly Wednesday in the mid-40s. Some rain or snow in the morning on Thursday across the higher elevations. A cold rain in the afternoon, lower 40s for highs. Mostly cloudy Friday and Saturday with the chance of rain showers in the lower 50s and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.